Chairperson, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, I would like to congratulate you, Chairperson, on your election and that of the members of the Bureau of the 39th session of the FAO Conference. Director General Graziano, we are delighted to congratulate you on your re-election. You have a vision for FAO that has helped it regain the stature and recognition that this knowledge-based organization deserves and for which it was created. We believe that the work you have done in the past 4 years requires consolidation and needs to be built upon. We continue to support you in the second term. We are proud of FAO staff and the unmatched expertise they bring to the table, especially for developing countries. We wish you and FAO all success in achieving the strategic objectives of the organization. The State of World Food Insecurity Report 2015 notes that 795 billion people are still undernourished today. This is simply unacceptable. The challenge before us is how to rectify this situation. SOFI 2015 provides some solutions which need serious consideration, including inclusive growth to help fight against hunger and malnutrition, social protection for fostering food security and reduction of hunger and malnutrition by promoting income security and access to better nutrition, health care and education. Trade openness coupled with effective safeguards and greater policy space for developing countries to avoid detrimental effects of international trade agreements on food security and nutrition. Addressing the root causes of protracted crises resulting from conflict and natural disasters. SOFI 2015 especially advocates a holistic approach in which initiatives are taken in multiple sectors, such as education, health and social welfare. In principle, this is quite correct. In practice, though, we need to recognize that countries have finite resources and allocation of these resources needs to be prioritized. In our experience, a most effective way of establishing priorities is to fully involve and consult with communities in determining their priorities. If effective and sustainable programs of food security can best be built if communities are made decision makers on what is important and urgent for them. Chairperson, agriculture forms an important part of Pakistan's economy. Two-thirds of our 200 million inhabitants live in rural areas and are associated with agriculture. For us, FAO's work in the field in Pakistan is of great importance. Our government is committed to eradicate rural poverty. It is committed to ensure food and nutritional security at all levels. To effectively achieve this, the government has launched Zero Hunger and Family Farming Program. We look forward to FAO's cooperation in effective implementation of the program. Pakistan's Zero Hunger program is inspired by the Brazilian model. It intends to reach a total of 61 million people across Pakistan with a budget of $1.6 billion. The program aims to reduce malnutrition and food insecurity through several interventions. These include stimulus programs to expand farm outputs and market access, targeted and social safety nets, and cash and food transfers to the most food insecure households. Most importantly, the program would start school feeding projects in 45 most food insecure districts. In addition, the government has launched a long-term economic plan called Vision 2025, which puts people first, promoting sustainable development, including through modernizing the agriculture sector of the country, is a key element of Vision 2025. Also in 2008, the Benazir Income Support Program was launched. Under the program, cash transfers are made to families, particularly through women of the households. The effort is to improve food security of families through women and at the same time for empower women. Since its inception, the BEISP has grown rapidly to become the largest social safety net program in Pakistan history, benefiting 4.7 million households, with annual disbursements expected to reach rupees 90 billion in the current financial year. Chairperson, despite the progress achieved in agriculture in Pakistan over the last few decades, there is still great potential for increasing the productivity of all our major crops by more intensive use of modern agriculture practices. In this regard, we are making concerted efforts to provide support to the farmers, particularly smallholders. We are taking multiple initiatives to break the cycle of rural poverty and hunger. Special focus is being accorded to help farmers to adopt good agricultural practices in order to produce high-quality, value-added products which can access export markets. This shall help farmers get higher returns on their produce. We are also focusing on livestock, dairy, fisheries and poultry development, as well as high-value horticulture and agro-based products. FAO has helped us by bringing technical knowledge to the field, developing and improving agriculture practices, and supporting policy formulation and implementation. FAO and the Government of Pakistan are working to improve agriculture productivity and nutrition for some of the most resource-poor populations in the country. We look forward to continued cooperation with FAO. Chairperson, 2015 is a defining year. In September, the international community will adopt the post-2015 development agenda, which will set new development goals and targets for the next 15 years. FAO's role will be vital in assisting countries in implementing the post-2015 development agenda for ensuring food security and nutrition, eradicating extreme poverty, as well as for addressing the challenge of climate change. These multiple challenges require action-oriented programs and monitoring by FAO and other UN organizations. Today, a number of countries, including Pakistan, face the threat of natural disasters, depleting river flows and climate change. This is an area where FAO's cooperation is important for inter alia building capacities for forecasting, mitigation and building resilience. In closing, I wish Director General Graziano all success in addressing the multiple challenges faced by the international community that are of direct relevance to FAO. I thank you, Chairperson.